This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Rise in Ramadan program in session number 2, and that is selective supplications or du'as in Islam. Alhamdulillah, as we mentioned earlier as well, that we are on a journey on reflecting various du'as mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is, a way that we can actually energize our relation and empower our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by turning to Him and asking various du'as taught by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's session, we shall learn another beautiful du'a from Surah Taha, Surah number 20, ayah number 45. And it goes like this.
قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us by stating, they said, Harun and Musa alayhi salam are referred in this. They said, Our Lord, we fear lest He may commit excess against us or treat us with a heavy hand. Now, the context of this dua is that when Allah Rabbul Izzah commanded Musa alayhi salam to go before Pharaoh and deliver the message, Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam both, they prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before going to Fir'aun to deliver the message, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen them, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overcome the challenge of this oppressor of that time, and asking Allah to treat them with a way that is easy for them. Now, the learning that we can actually derive from this dua is whenever we fear anything and whenever we are afraid of any oppression or any oppressor, this dua is very powerful to be recited. And in general as well, when we recite this dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us prevent and protect from any kind of aggression or extremism or any kind of oppression. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat us well with everyone and not lay us in the hands of those people who are cruel and oppressor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all reflect on these du'as and help us to live our lives according to it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.